Fourth One, Boogie in the Morning.
It's National Apprenticeship Week this week, so this morning's topic, fun with apprentices. So have you done something daft with your apprentice, made them do something stupid? Stuart, who's working on the new Borders Railway, says, we've got a few apprentices kicking about. There's this one in particular. I stuck an empty Coke bottle to his hard hat using blobs of grease and some super glue. You know the big 2-litre bottle of Coke you get?
Yeah.
It was an empty one of those attached to this apprentice's hard hat. They couldn't feel it or see it. We then made them go down the high street to get us bacon rolls. And walk all the way back to the office wearing an empty Coke bottle on the side of their head.
Oh, that's hilarious.
They had no idea. That's good, isn't it?
Yeah, and Bev has been in touch, said, when I was 15, I worked in a hairdresser's on a Saturday. And one day, the boss gave me some money and asked me to go to the haberdashery shop just a few doors down to get a packet of buttonholes. When I asked at the counter at the haberdashery if they had any, the counter assistant smiled and said, yes, I think so. I'll just check through the back. I stood there for 15 minutes before I realised and left. She was obviously having a good giggle. Clearly, the hairdresser does this on a regular basis.
Yeah. See, that's quite a funny story, but is it as funny as Rory, who's on the phone? Rory's a joiner. What's your story, Rory?
I was working up on the scaffolding one day, building a roof, and I said to the other joiner that was up there, I says, we'll put a wee trick on the apprentices. Mm-hmm. So there's two of them working in the house, and I shouted down, ah, damn it, my bubble's bursting my spirit level. Then the two of them shouted up, what's wrong? I says, the bubble's bursting the spirit level. They said, what will we do? I says, you need to go to the van, get the other bubble. So the two of them looked at me with vacant looks, and I says, no, seriously, I says, you need to go to the van and get the other bubble. I says, right, okay. So I says, the two of you better go. I says, the bubble's quite hard to find.
Because they're small, they're only wee, aren't they, the wee bubbles?
Well, aye, bubbles are quite small, aye. So they went to the van, honestly, they must have been in there an hour, and they came back and it says, we couldn't find the bubble, but there's two other spirit levels in the van, do you want us to bring the bubbles out of them? And the two of them were just, couldn't believe it when I told them. I said, I was playing a joke, and they says, no, this is, the bubbles can burst. So then we were having our peace about 15 minutes later, and I said to the two of them, right, I says, you two are thick as mints. I've got a wee test for you. I said, right, I want an answer as quick as possible. I said, I've got a question for them. I went, right, okay. And they were really tuned in. And I said, what do you call a baby deer? And as quick as anything, one of them came back with, Bambi. That pretty much summed up for me.
Well, they were kind of right, Rory, to be fair. Rory, that is brilliant. I love the fact they were there for an hour looking for a bubble.
Aye.
But there was two extra spirit levels. They could have just used them instead. Fantastic.
Exactly, aye.
Mate, thanks for phoning. Have a great day.
Right, no problem, Boogie. Bye.
What was your trade again, Scott?
Mechanic.
You're a mechanic, okay. And have you got an apprentice?
I've got two.
Okay, what are their names?
Declan and Greg.
Okay. Is that what you call them?
Moonheed.
Moonheed?
Aye.
Why do you call him Moonheed?
Because he's got a heed like a moon.
Oh, stupid question. Okay, and tell us about the apprentices. Have they done anything stupid?
Oh, how long you got?
Well, all day, crack on.
Sent him for fallopian tubes. So I said,
where did you send him to get some fallopian tubes?
The garage, didn't it?
You're so mean.
Oh, that is priceless.
Right.
What else did you do?
Can you get the oil granules, like the grit?
Yeah.
You asked him to hold it above his head and see how long he can do it for.
Yeah.
He comes up behind him and cuts it open with a Stanley blade so it empties out of him.
Dear me. You're just cruel, man.
I know, mate, I know.
Very funny, though. All right, listen, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Very well.